In early January, Phoebe Johnchuk's father allegedly threw her from a bridge during what appears to be a psychotic episode. A detailed report shows the state's abuse hotline missed two opportunities warning of Phoebe's father's mental state. And Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary Mike Carroll says he's now looking into a number of areas to improve, like tracking the number of screened-out calls.
What happens to the screened-out calls? How many of them really do come back to us? Because the answer is not to take every call that comes into the call center. You would be surprised what some of the calls we receive entail. But the answer is making sure we take the right calls each and every time.
Carroll says he's also looking into the high turnover of child welfare personnel and is going to do more to look into substance abuse, mental health, and domestic violence, all issues that were prevalent in the Johnchuk case. It'll be the subject of a three-hour hearing during the first week of the Florida legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.